It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. School started a month ago and students are settling into new routines. WNYC's Amy Pearl joined two young New Yorkers on a rite of passage, walking to school.
Ida's 11 years old.
It's kind of like the middle age where like you're stepping into a teenage life, but like also still a little kid.
Okay. Hi, Libby.
Hi. See you later.
Ida walks with her friend Sadie.
What it's like to be 11 is, first and foremost, going to middle school, which is, like, a huge, like, big change.
Sadie started her commute to school by going on the subway by herself. Also a first.
Yes, but it's only one stop, and then I walk up the block to Ida.
They walk along the park, past the dollar store, and the Mexican restaurant.
Which way should we go?
Let's go this way, and then we head down.
They're confident on the busy sidewalk, dodging strollers and strings of siblings.
I like the walking part because it kind of wakes me up.
And we get to hang out together.
Yeah.
And they know to take extra care when it's time to cross.
Fourth Avenue gets very busy.
Are you worried about it at all?
No, because you live in New York for a while and then you kind of just get used to the traffic and the loud honking and noises. And if I suddenly transported to the country, I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, I'm more of a city girl.
Yeah. We're city gals.
The whole journey is four blocks, about 10 minutes. But for them, it's a big trip.
As you grow older, no matter how much you love your parents, you want to, like, be independent on your own.
Amy Pearl.
Eighth grade, line up. Let's go.
WNYC News.